advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. Be joined very soon by John Nichols, a fine cold devil, joining me at 3:30. But Fancy Brian talking about the Summit for Democracy. Apparently, we're putting a show on for the world. Here's how you do democracy? Question mark. Well, I would point out right here in our own democracy, we talked about the January 6th, the insurrection, the domestic terrorism directed trying to overturn the outcome of the Electoral College vote. And how do we know this was the plan in part? Well, because the chief's chief, you remember Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff to the president, wrote a little tell-all book and released some emails and some text messages and a PowerPoint presentation, and then said, well, I can't testify about all these documents I've just released of my own volition. And so anyways, he'll have his legal issues perhaps, but I want to talk about his plan. You know, let's call it a plan.
This is the longest PowerPoint presentation I think I've seen from this administration.
Well, as the headline here at the Rostroy says, revealed Mark Meadows possessed an insane blueprint for military seizing ballots after Trump's 2020 defeat.
Like, seriously, I think the healthcare plan was on one page, or the infrastructure plan was one page. This is more detailed than any other thing I've ever seen.
So this part of it, and I reviewed big chunks of this PowerPoint, but Karen Piper reported, Mark Meadows turned over an email with a presentation that was to be provided on the Hill about January 6th. It's nuts. It's by A.S. OG and Phil Waldron, and had these recommendations. Here are just a few of the bullet points of this PowerPoint. Brief senators and congressmen on the foreign interference in the election. Declare a national security emergency. Foreign influence and control of electronic voting machines. I don't know if you know this, Fancy Brian, but their whole conclusion is that the election was stolen by the Chinese in conjunction with the Venezuelans. That's what's in this PowerPoint.
Well, luckily, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty here in Wisconsin just disproved that, so they can rely and rest heavily that's okay.
Well, here's another part of the PowerPoint presentation, the plan. And this apparently was presented on January 5th. Declare electronic voting in all states invalid. Here's one more bullet point. Just from the reporting of Karen Piper, this is in the contents of the PowerPoint presentation that Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff to Donald Trump, turned over. This was the plan. They made a PowerPoint. Here's another bullet point. Legal and genuine paper ballot counts or constitutional remedy delegated to Congress. Now, earlier in the PowerPoint presentation, there was lots of talk about the fact there's lots of fake ballots. There must be. And first, their plan is they're going to use, you know, these special machines to differentiate between the fraudulent, the counterfeit ballots, and the real ballots, kind of like you do with money.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, you know, they don't have the same sort of watermarking and the, you know, the stuff they stick in the money, the little strips that actually have the verification. You know, it's hard to counterfeit money these days. But ballots, probably not to the same level. So here is part of the plan. I shared this on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. But this is down, page 31 of 36. Count the ballot top-level plan. A, get a trusted lead counter who will be appointed with the authority from the POTUS. Then when Mark Meadows references the POTUS, he means the former, right? He means Donald Trump. To direct the actions of select federalized National Guard units. Did you catch this? He's federalizing the National Guards to go count the ballots at the direction of Donald Trump. Because, of course, he's the commander in chief. So I'm going to read this on. And support from DOJ, DHS, and other U.S. government agencies as needed to complete a recount of the legal paper ballots. Because, of course, there's going to be lots of counterfeit ballots for the federal elections in all 50 states. They're going after all of them. The U.S. Marshals will immediately secure all ballots and provide a protective perimeter around the locations in all 50 states. We have 1,850 voting jurisdictions in the state of Wisconsin. How many U.S. Marshals are you going to dispatch to create a safe perimeter so the National Guard that's been federalized at the direction of Donald Trump can come to, you know, a state near you, a district near you, and differentiate between the counterfeit ballots, of course, put there by the Chinese and the Venezuelans, according to Mark Meadows' PowerPoint presentation, and then count only the fair ones, and then what then? Well, the DHS will use their emergency response logistic capabilities to support the effort. They will integrate it, IT support, and will include separating out the legal from counterfeit ballots and communications with all supporting the effort and cameras, possibly cell phones, in parentheses, he writes, imaging each and every ballot. These images will be distributed to the internet. And finally, page 31 of 36, the bullet points here on the PowerPoint presentation. The federalized National Guard in each state will be supplied detailed processes and be responsible for counting each legitimate paper ballot. Teams made up of three, first couple of counties will be five. National Guard members will do the counting. As the counting occurs, each ballot will be imaged, and the image is placed on the internet so any U.S. citizen can view them and count the ballots themselves. The process will be completely transparent.
I've just figured out why this report is more detailed than any other report from the administration. There's no annotation, which means they've completely pulled it out of their rear ends.
I think so. VP Pence seats Republican electors over the ejections of Democrats in states where fraud occurred. And VP Pence rejects the electors from states where fraud occurred, causing the election to be decided by the remaining electoral votes. And finally, VP Pence delays the decision in order to allow for a vetting and subsequent counting of all the legal paper ballots. You know, Mark Meadows predicted 5 to 10 days. That's all it'll take. We'll have all the messes cleaned up and the rightful president, well, Donald Trump, of course, will, you know, win. That's even in the PowerPoint. Come back, more Devils with John Nichols.
I always believe in preparation.
Get her.
That was your whole plan. Get her.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.
You're going to be dead